Hello, everyone. Jeff Palermo, News and Sports Director of Louisiana Radio Network. Thanks for joining us on the Tiger Rag Radio Extra Podcast Championship Series of the College World Series Edition. As we are from the broadcasting from the Super Chevy Dealer Studio, along with the executive editor for Tiger Rag Magazine, Todd Horn, and Glenn Gilbo, who is joining us from the Max Home Hotline in Omaha. What a win. What a game. Remarkable comeback for the LSU Tigers, down by two in the bottom of the ninth, and they are able to defeat the Arkansas Razorbacks 6-5. Second time they beat Arkansas this season in walk-off fashion, and this will be a game that LSU fans will never forget because of just how wild and crazy and intense and an emotional roller coaster throughout, really, especially in the second half of the game, after Jake Brown came up with a clutch hit that really kind of set the wheels in motion for what was just an absolutely terrific finish for LSU fans, and an absolute meltdown by Arkansas in the field. Glenn, you were there in Charles Schwab Field. What was it like to watch it firsthand?
I mean, it was very dramatic and up and down, and I can just tell you a lot of the writers, you know, were saying, oh, well, okay, I'm writing my fourth lead now. I'm writing my fifth lead. You know, kept going back and forth. And in the ninth, when LSU made the first out, you know, we were all talking about, you know, what time, you know, we were going to go out tomorrow for the game. And, you know, I was starting to write the loss and all this, you know, and then bam, bam, they're back in the game. And, you know, they've done it before. I mean, it's amazing how they've been able to come back in the ninth inning. You know, people brought up the Tennessee game this year. But the team has a lot of guts. It's amazing. It's not over with them until you get them all the way out. And there they were with two outs, too. They were one out away late, you know, in that inning. So, Just a lot of drama and up and down. I mean, four lead changes in that game. It was an amazing game to watch. And it was very similar to the Wake Forest game 2 years ago, bottom of the 11th, Tommy White home run, a little more dramatic. But Jay brought up that game. And you know, it's amazing. That is the sixth walk-off win by LSU in the World Series, you know, on a walk-off hit, home run, single, double, six of them going back to Todd Walker in 1993.
So, Glenn, you brought up Tommy White and Jay and Johnson against Wake Forest in the 2023 with the walk-off home run. Jared Jones, I wonder if he did this on purpose or not, but when he got his walk-off single to drive in Hernandez, he lifted his hands just like Tommy White did going down first base. It was like deja vu. Did you get a chance to see if he did that on purpose, or was it just impulse?
There was a lot of questions asked last night. No, nobody asked that one. That would have been a good one. Tommy White had his arms out like an airplane as well.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's amazing, because I wrote about that in the Skip book, because when Armando Rios tossed his helmet when they won the 93 national championship, Ryan Terrio tossed his helmet in very similar fashion. And Ryan said he wasn't thinking about it at the time, but he had seen so many highlights of Armando doing that, he thinks he kind of did it subconsciously. So that'll be a great question to ask Jared today or tomorrow if we get him.
So is it more that Arkansas just is cursed and just melted down last night? Or is this the game of baseball? Or is LSU just super resilient and just won't quit?
Well, I think LSU is definitely super resilient, and they just overcome, you know, some of their issues they've had in the bullpen. They had some issues in the bullpen last night, and they overcome their lack of offense at times, and they come back and win. I mean, they were down 3-0 to Tennessee in the ninth. They won 6-3. They had you know, they only had two runs going into the eighth last night. So they're able to overcome that. Now, you know, when I think of a meltdown, I think of a team with a big lead and blowing it all in the ninth, or maybe just a 3-0 lead and blowing it all in the ninth. But Arkansas came back three times in this game. You know, at the end they lost it, but who knows, if they'd have batted last, they might have won. So I wouldn't say it was a meltdown, but I definitely referred to Arkansas losing the World Series in 2018 in this game story when they were an out away in the second game from winning that World Series, and they couldn't catch a pop-up, and then they lost that game, and then they lost the next night. So, and yeah, Dave Van Horn has been one of the best coaches in the country, but he hasn't won the World Series yet. So yeah, there's a little hex on him, and they are 0-4 against LSU in Omaha.
0-5. And they lost. 0-5.
No, they were 0-2 going in. I double-checked that. So now they're 0-4, and they lost 4 of 5 to them this season.
Yep, and 2 walk-offs. I, as you guys know, you love poking fun at me as a Cubs fan. I believe in curses. Saints fans should believe in curses. And it sometimes takes a special group of players to get beyond that and not fold under the pressure. And I honestly feel like Arkansas folded under the pressure. And it's not just the drop fly ball or the misplay of the fly ball or the not even turning the double play. There were 3 miscues in that inning. The first baseman going after that ball on Derek Curiel's hit to the right side. That's the second baseman's right. ball the whole way. And I just right. think it's when you have something like that happen, where you get a ground ball and that should have been the second out of the inning with nobody on base, it starts creeping in. It starts creeping in. And I have no idea why he threw the third and not tried to get the double. I've watched 1,000, I don't know how many baseball games I've watched. I can't remember too many times, maybe once or twice on a ground ball to the shortstop that they go to third. You just never see that. So that to me,
how close was it? Did you watch the replay? How close
it was? They would have had if anything, it would have been a bang bang play. I mean, when that one replay that they had from beyond from the camera shot beyond left field wall, and when Alou fields the ground ball at short, you don't even see Milam in the background running down first base. He is still that he is so much closer to home plate than first base. And it's just a bizarre play to do that. I'm even surprised that the Arkansas third baseman went back to the bag to get the force there. And the hit that Luis Hernandez gets for the left fielder, that is kind of a bit of a tough play because it's a line drive. It's sinking. The grass might be a little bit wet from the humidity. I get all that. But the 2 plays prior to that, especially the double play ball, is just – that's a meltdown to me. It's just these are basic plays you got to make, and you don't make them.
Yeah, the left fielder, Charles Davalon, it looked like he kind of changed his mind as he was running toward the ball, like he thought he was going to let it lay up, and then he decided he was going to go for it. And I thought he had a chance for it, and then he slipped and hit his shoulder and careened to the left field corner. I mean – that's Jesus, your snake bit.
Right.
But you know, look at LSU. Just an inning before, Jared Jones drops that double play ball. You know, they get out of there up. They would have got out of there up 2-1 still in the eighth without that. So they overcame a mistake too. But yeah, Arkansas looks hexed for sure. And the amazing thing is, LSU has never looked hexed in Omaha. They look charmed every time. Every time they get into the position, they work it out. You know, there's been some World Series where they weren't there long, but it's not like they blew a game or anything.
No.
You know, every time they're in that game situation where you win or choke, they've always won. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And Hernandez's hit was traveling above 104 miles per hour on a line with spin. So, I mean, it wasn't an easy play, no matter how look at it.
No, I agree.
And it's not an error. No way it's an error. That was a double.
All right. So, Jeff, why don't we take a quick break and then come back and talk about what's going to happen now moving forward. Lots of questions.
All right. Coastal Carolina's championship series beginning Saturday night. We'll break it down right after this.